processing pain in a more positive light then involves your shifting your perspective and then trying to find meaning or some growth opportunities within the very challenging experience.
Hey, what's up, good people? What's up, everybody? What's up, saints? Welcome to that Believe Podcast, and I'm your host, the Believing Dude. Pretty good to be catching up with you on this episode. I'm very passionate about what I want to talk about because then I've seen how this has to an extent played out in my life. There are a lot of things that we know are inevitable in this journey of life. Things that you know they are bound to happen. And there are just certain things that even as much as you may have the knowledge that this is bound to happen, you can never just be ready for them. You know what I mean? I say this because we know that we are all going to die. We know that someday your beloved are going to depart, going to leave the earth. But I promise you, there is literally nothing that you can feed on to sort of prepare you that even when that happens, what you might have, you know, fed on before that happened could then numb the pain that you're gonna be feeling. So this is not just about death. There are quite a number of inevitable things on this journey of life. You want to acknowledge and accept the fact that pain, sorrow, is just a natural part of life, because then these painful experiences, these painful moments can provide very valuable lessons that then contribute to our personal growth. So for the mere fact that there's quite a number of things that are bound to happen and that you can't just prepare yourself enough for their time, it then puts you at a position then where you've got to learn then how to live in the reality of that. This is why I don't like to judge people before I even understand why it is what it is. Even God, you see, God is not judging you now. He's waiting for that day when you're 6 feet deep. That's the only time that God is going to then pass judgment. As long as you're still walking the earth, God is not judging nobody. And so this is why I too don't like to judge people, because then I don't know why they're doing what they're doing. So you see, because these things which are actually bound to happen, once they happen, there is a way that they, I'll say, damage a human heart. And I've seen how that negative thoughts actually thrive on a damaged heart. This is why if you're seeing that somebody is hurting, you don't want to just watch that person live in isolation, because then I promise you, their mind is then open to so many suggestions. It sort of becomes like their heart is vulnerable. It's like an open cup that they themselves might not exactly have the strength or the wisdom or the knowledge or the know-how in regulating what then enters that open cup. So you begin to see that when young people are faced with these adversities of life, when young people are faced with these challenges of life, you know, you see them beginning to make certain decisions that does not really represent who you knew them for. So you don't want to judge them by what you're able to see now against what you used to see then, because then this person is definitely operating in a very different space that they probably didn't prepare themselves for. And I promise you, it's hard to prepare for the inevitable, especially the bad inevitable. Given a very good example of death, you cannot prepare for the passing of your loved one. It's always going to come as a shocker. And then you've got to learn to live this life, you know, without their presence in your life. And that's not a very easy path to walk. You know, when people get married, they're not getting married with the idea that in the next 2 years we're probably going to divorce. But then when that happens, it damages one's heart, it damages one's soul, it damages one's mind. So you see that people are dealing with a lot of different things, and in dealing with these a lot of different things, we begin to respond to our fears differently. That's when you find that, you know, others get into drug addiction, others get into isolation, you know, a whole lot of stuff. But we should not insult these signals, because those are signals of a damaged heart. Those are signals of a damaged mind. But we make the process worse when we begin to insult these signals. That's a sign of weakness. You know, he wasn't a mature Christian. He's not brave. You know, he's acting like a weakly or something. We begin to insult these signals. But instead, these signals should then give us sort of a picture of a damaged heart that someone is walking with because of probably the pain that they felt, the disappointment that they walked in, the trauma that they've experienced. And once we adopt this approach, we find then that we are going to be relevant and necessary to these people who are hurting. We're going to be praising in their lives, and we're going to bless them with our presence, because maybe that's all that they might need. You know, I love the scripture in Job, when Job went through all he did, and like when his friends went to see him and whatnot. I think the Bible says for 3 days they didn't say a single word. So sometimes what these hurting people are looking for are not exactly your words, but just your presence. Your presence then helps them to process the pain of life. Your presence will then help them process, you know, the gravity of their hurts in a more positive light. But then when they are left in isolation, then you'll find that they begin to intertwine certain thoughts that actually may just be destructive thoughts. And then you also see how that when somebody's living and walking in pain, they begin to look for healing in wrong places. Begin to feel like, if I get on this drug, maybe I'll feel something, I'll feel happy, you know, I'll feel alive. If I get into this kind of addiction, maybe I'll feel, you know, like I'm part of something. So then you see them beginning to sign up for these, you know, drug gangs or something like that, you know, bad associations, you know, looking for healing in these wrong places. But just as these junk foods will never meet our nutritional needs, I tell you the truth, junk values will never meet the psychological needs of hurting people. That's why we want to learn to be present in the lives of people that are hurting. And also, if you're walking this path where your mind is now then open to what you're actually going to regard as weird suggestions, you want to pay attention in that moment, because then I've seen how that translates to very bad distraction. I like the fact that life whispers to everybody. Have you ever been at a place where you're making a decision and you know that this is not right, but then you just want to do it, but because there is that sense of fulfillment that you seem to get from doing that thing? Or maybe it sort of helps to numb the pain that your heart feels, you know. But then you actually know, man, what I'm doing is not right. This is not me. This does not represent me. But just because you're looking for something to numb the pain, you're embracing this junk value, which would not, you know, meet your psychological need, your emotional need. Just like I said, all these junk foods on the market, most of them won't even actually meet our nutritional needs. So we need to be very careful when we walk this path, a path after a life tragedy, a path after, you know, a loss of a loved one, a path after divorce, you know, a path after losing your job, you know, a path after this economic hardship in your community, in your family. This is a very sensitive moment of anyone's life, because then this moment can make you, or this moment can break you. So you need to sort of begin to pay attention to some of the thoughts that are then coming to your mind. You also want to pay attention to the community that you're keeping, the association that you're keeping. And also, if you have a friend that is then walking this path, you don't want to leave them to be vulnerable. You know, you don't want to leave them to walk in isolation, because then once you do, you are exposing them to these destructive thoughts, destructive plans, destructive association, destructive friendship. So when you're walking this path, you need to keep a very sane community around. You want to regulate what enters your mind. You want to regulate what you feed on, what you watch, what you hear, you know, places that you visit, because then you're vulnerable. It's in this moment that then Satan equally starts fighting for your soul. So you were basically in a fight, in a battle, and you may not know it. But I promise you, these sad life happenings are bound to happen. And maybe, just maybe, you wanna try to, you know, put yourself in that place. Like, how will my life turn out to be if this and that happen? How will I respond to that? You know, you sort of begin to plan, but you're not in the planning, you're not exactly preparing yourself for that moment, because then I feel there is nothing you can do to prepare yourself for that moment. That moment will always be a shocker. But maybe you can think about how then your life would look like, or how you're going to then live life like when that happens. Are you going to question God? Are you going to be bitter and angry at Him? Are you going to get into some isolation? Or are you going to find a community that is going to help you walk, you know, the road? I feel like maybe having this kind of thoughts will somewhat help you to walk the path when the inevitable happens. But at the moment that it's going to happen, it's always going to be a shocker, and it's going to destroy you. You're going to feel the pain. You're going to feel, you know, the weight of sorrow. But then maybe you want to think about how then you'll live after that. So maybe you want to learn how to then embrace the discomfort and not exactly try to suppress it by feeding on wrong stuff. And I want you to know that persisting this pain and in a more positive light does not exactly mean that you gotta deny it or that you gotta suppress your fears. But persisting pain in a more positive light is about finding meaning, finding growth, and finding resilience within these challenging, these painful experiences. And you want to know it's okay to seek for help. It's okay to seek for help. So you might be going through something horrific right now. You might be walking a path of pain and so much sorrow. You know, every day you're feeling pain, you've been disappointed, and you've seen yourself making some crazy decisions. You've seen yourself, you know, embracing addictions that you know are not making you any better. You're embracing associations that are not making you a better person. I want to speak to you. It's not too late to readjust. It's not too late to sit back and reevaluate your life, because what all this does just only comes to distract and to destroy that which you have. Because you have the capacity, you have the strength, you have the ability to change the narrative in your family, in your community. But then once you continue walking this path, this destructive path, you are directly terminating your own destiny. You're directly terminating your own life purpose. So then you want to sit back and then try to reevaluate. We're not insulting the sickness that you've portrayed or displayed, respecting the fact that you might be hurting, respecting the fact that your heart might be broken, but it's not too late to reevaluate and to realign yourself to God's will and to God's purpose for your life. It's not going to be easy. It has not been easy, but I want to promise you, help is available, and God in His own wisdom knows how He's going to help you walk this road. Nobody can help you. Not even what I'm telling you will be able to help you, but I just want to make sure that you don't continue walking that road, you know, that you yourself may actually know that it's a destructive path. You know what I'm saying? So all these junk values, all these junk, you know, medications to sort of like medicate how your heart is feeling, might not just be able to meet, you know, your emotional needs, your psychological needs, you know, your spiritual needs. So you wanna try to surrender to a God that knows how then to deal with pain. You know, you want to surrender to a God that can then take away that pain that your heart is feeling. And He doesn't want you to walk this path in isolation. And I promise you, when you make a decision to then reevaluate and realign yourself, you're going to see how these then bad associations are just going to begin to fall off. And God is just going to send incredible people your way. And I pray for you, because I know this struggle. I've walked this struggle before, and I'm still walking part of it, but I'm still trusting God, you know, to really just help me work in His purpose and plan for my life. So I pray and I trust that however is going to plug in on this episode, you're going to be a brother's keeper. And if you're walking this path, you're going to seek for help from the God up above. And yeah, let's be a community that's going to look out for
for each other in fulfilling our God-given purpose and plan for our lives.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.